The State Bank of Pakistan, SBP, reported net foreign exchange, FX, interventions of $223 million in February 2025, bringing total cumulative purchases to $5.3 billion for the first 8 months of FY25, July 2024 to February 2025. As of the end of February, SBP's foreign exchange reserves stood at $11.25 billion. A trend analysis shows fluctuations in monthly interventions, with a peak of $1.156 billion in October 2024 and a low of $154 million in January 2025, underscoring the central bank's active role in managing the external account and maintaining reserves. SBP conducted net FX interventions of $223 million during the month of February 2025. Taking cumulative currency purchases to $5.3 billion during 8MFY25, noted AKD Research. In 2024 alone, Pakistan's central bank made record foreign exchange purchases exceeding $9 billion from the local market to boost its reserves, prompting mixed reactions. Exchange companies criticized the central bank for excessively favoring exporters without corresponding improvements in performance. They argued that without the SBP's interventions, the rupee might have appreciated to ₹242.50 per US dollar, providing relief to the general public. On Tuesday, the rupee depreciated by 0.04% day-on-day, DOD, to settle at 282.17 against the dollar, a loss of 11 paise from Monday's close of 282.06. The currency has weakened by 1.28% on a calendar year-to-date basis and 1.36% on a fiscal year-to-date basis. Additionally, on Tuesday, the SBP held an auction for the outright purchase of Government of Pakistan Ijara Sukuk, GIS, on a deferred payment, Bamaajil, basis. It accepted 53.7 billion rupees against bids of 78.2 billion rupees. In a separate auction of 10-year semi-annual Pakistan investment bonds, PIBs, the central bank received bids worth 699.9 billion rupees against a target of 200 rupee billion and oversubscription of 3.5 times. The SBP accepted 187.2 billion rupees, setting the cutoff rate at 12.12% with a current spread of 0.869%, slightly down from the previous spread of 0.999%. Meanwhile, the T-bill auction attracted even stronger interest, with bids reaching 3.3 trillion rupees against a target of 650 billion rupees, according to Optimus Research. The SBP accepted 772 billion rupees, with cut-off yields declining across all tenors, 1 month at 11.10%, down 15 basis points, 3 month at 11.15%, down 9 basis points, 6 month at 11.18%, down 9 basis points, and 12-month at 11.20%, down 15 basis points. Gold prices also declined on Tuesday, in line with global trends. In the local market, the price per tola dropped by 3,600 rupees to 347,900 rupees, while the 10-gram rate fell by 3,086 rupees to 298,268 rupees, according to the All Pakistan Gems and Jewelers Serafa Association. A day earlier, the price per tola had dropped by 2,600 rupees to 351,500 rupees. Globally, gold prices fell for the second straight session following improved risk sentiment after U.S. President Donald Trump postponed tariffs on the European Union. Spot gold slipped 1.4% to $3,296.79 an ounce by 1,301 GMT, according to Reuters.